So, cigarettes, should they be sold in dairies and petrol stations? We've been wondering this for a while, mostly because of the security aspect after a massive increase of aggravated dairy and liquor store robberies. Now today, here's a new idea on the board. A raft of public care and smoking experts are calling on the government to consider this idea, restricting cigarette sales to specially licensed chemists or R18 tobacco-only stores. Dr. Marewa Glover is an associate professor with Massey University School of Public Health. She's our leading Māori tobacco researcher. She's with us now. Morena Marewa.
Oh, morena.
Is this a good idea?
That idea is really just being proposed to misdirect attention away, Tom, from the real question, and that is, you know, should tobacco tax hikes actually be halted? Because that's what's created this very serious problem we're now seeing with the burglaries.
Yeah, but that's not the question I asked. And in fact, in my editorial at the beginning of the program, I said the same thing. I said that we've got to a point where this 10% increase year on year is getting ridiculous, and those people who are addicted are never going to give up, no matter how much it costs. I get that. But this idea is to sell the cigarettes instead in chemists. Do you think, as a professor of public health, that this is a good idea?
No, it's a stupid idea. It's an impractical idea, and it isn't going to solve the problem. And what we need to do is actually stop the hikes on tobacco tax. That's what's created this very lucrative, easy to steal and easy to sell product.
Okay, well, that's granted, but we have an ambition. Some may say it's lofty, to be completely smoke-free by 2025. As a professor of public health, I'm sure you'd support that. So what's the best way to do it?
That needs to be for everybody. And at the moment, just for example, 43% of Māori women aged 18 to 24 still smoke. So we can't just sort of bowl on with strategies and proposals like that differentially are going to impact on those groups. 40 to 50% of Māori women smoke.
Well, Dr. Glover, you have correctly identified the problem again, and I'm looking to you for a solution.
Yeah, so the solution is that we need to halt the tax on the tax rises. We need to sort out this issue. It's great that Paula Bennett has put $8 million?
Okay.
To help the dairy owners, and we need, you know, we need to do something about it. We need to address the bigger issue, which is the marginalised
people, you know, who are smoking and will continue to smoke. Dr. Marewa Glover, Associate Professor, School of Public Health, Massey University. That's where your taxpayers' money goes on public education.